Okay, I guess yours is fine. She just hit
it. Okay, was it not blowing mine?
I guess not.
Good evening. How's everybody this evening? We want to thank you for coming out this special occasion. We're excited on behalf of the Cochran family and the Bear family to have two graduating here this evening. And many of you played a part, played a role in the lives of Harrison and Joseph. And we really appreciate that. We're looking forward to the future and what the Lord has for each of them. So I'm going to begin with a word of prayer, and then Joseph will start on his first piece there on the piano. Our Father, how we thank you for your goodness to us. We're reminded of your mercies, which are new each day. We thank you for the blessing of children. Thank you for Harrison. Thank you for Joseph. Thank you for this accomplishment that they have done. Now, Father, as we go throughout this evening, we pray, Father, that this would be an encouragement to all as we reflect upon what you have done in their lives and now this new beginning as they transition and they pursue whatever it is you have for them. Thank you, Father, for your goodness to us. In Christ's name, amen.
everyone. How are you doing? I'm not one to make speeches, so you'll have to bear with me through this part. I just want to thank all of you for coming to celebrate this special occasion with me and Joseph. For those of you who don't know much about me, I graduated from MMHS, otherwise known as my mom's homeschooling. Homeschooling has a great perk of flexibility, which has allowed me to do lots of things. One of those things is disc golf. I was able to compete in a junior world championship a year ago and have played many tournaments since. A great blessing in my life has been Mrs. Holcomb. She taught me how to play trumpet when I was in fifth grade, and I've been playing in her band for 7 years. Last Monday was a big deal because it was actually my last concert with her in the band. Now that I'm graduating, I'm planning to start working full-time at a top-notch furniture store that's won Best of the Best for almost 10 years in a row. Really nice place. You should definitely check it out. It's called Cochran's Furniture. I've been very blessed in so many different ways, but the biggest blessing in my life was when I was 9 years old on a Sunday night. I was convicted of my sin, and I knew I needed a Savior. So when I got home, I talked to my parents, and they showed me how Christ died for my sin, and that all I needed to do was accept that gift from Him. The one thing I remember the most after I prayed and asked Him to save me was the song we sang. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this odd, for I'm part of the family of God. For the longest time, I thought my testimony wasn't very interesting, especially if you compare it to a drug addict or a thief or someone from the Chattanooga Rescue Mission. And then one night, Pastor Ed was teaching, and he said, if you don't think your testimony is a big deal, then you don't know how bad a sinner you are. It was a great reminder and encouragement that little 9-year-old me was just as important as that person from the mission that hadn't known God for so long. We were both in the same boat. Sinners without a Savior. And we experienced the same thing. A gracious and loving God reaching down and saving us from our sin. A few verses here that just great reminders of me. It says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Also, Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm so thankful to God that I didn't earn the gift through any works of my own. I'm grateful His mercies are new every day, even when I'm not faithful in Him. I want to thank my family and friends for the great impact they've had on my life. I want to thank my parents and grandparents for guiding me and teaching me all these years. For the pastoral staff and all the work they do, especially Pastor Ed, as he's encouraged me and taught me so much, whether it be Wednesday night or Sunday school. And I just want to thank all of you for coming here tonight to celebrate with me and Joseph. And just to let you know that none of this that I've done would have been possible without God. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Thank you all for coming out tonight to celebrate with Harrison and I. It is a great encouragement for me to see many of the people who have invested in me in my life today. Of course, no one has spent nearly as much time with me as my parents. They've helped me learn about life and my God. They have constantly encouraged me to spend time in the Bible, to learn from good books, and to serve the Lord in many areas. Another person who has helped me grow is Pastor Bachman. He is, without him, I don't know where I would be as a trumpet player. He has encouraged me to use my gifts primarily for God's glory, but also to serve others. Pastor Ed has also been a great blessing to me. He has always made for me time for me to talk to him, and especially in the last few years, he's really been a blessing to me, encouraging me in my spiritual walk tremendously. My grandmother and granddad have also been incredible blessings. We've had sleepovers, cookie bakings, bike rides, and many other special memories together. These are just a few of them. My grandma Pap-Pap, as our family calls him, are also very special to me. I remember playing in their big yard, having 4th of July parties with them, and spending time with them in their cabin up on the mountain. My mama is an amazing person. I remember sketching at her house, just sitting there and talking to her, and reading together, and the many special Christmas traditions we have with her. I'd also like to thank the Chattanooga Rescue Mission for what they have, the opportunity they've gifted me to become part of a cause that is greater than myself. I would like to thank this church, Stanley Heights, for everything they have done for me and for others just like me. I'd like to thank Community Baptist in Hickson for the opportunity they have given me to play piano there. I've enjoyed it, and it has been a very big blessing to me. I'm also thankful for my music teachers, Dr. Thomas, who has helped me incredibly with my music theory, Mrs. Mims, who taught me which note was which on the piano, and Dr. Nichols, who has taught me many of the advanced piano techniques. I'm also thankful for my trumpet teachers, Dr. Jones, who helped me with a foreign concept to me called separating notes by tonguing. And then Pastor Boffin, who has taught me many other advanced things about the trumpet. Most significantly, I would like to thank my God. He has given me my life, my salvation, my family, my friends, and my abilities. Of course, the most important one of those is my salvation. I was saved when I was very young after I got in trouble for throwing something at my brother. I believe it was James. My mom talked to me about my real heart issue of sin. I realized that I was a sinner and I needed a Savior, so I accepted Jesus' gift of salvation that day. Since that time, I did have doubts, but I was assured through good spiritual counsel and the Bible about the eternity of my salvation. In the last several years, God has blessed me greatly with several amazing mentors. Mr. Bennett and Mr. Muldoon have been a huge help to me growing spiritually. I'm very grateful to them for the time, energy, resources, and privacy they have sacrificed to help me become more like Christ. Through a prayer meeting and the events that have followed, God has shown me I need to give my life to Him. I need to trust Him with my future, whatever it holds. My current plans for the future are to attend Bob Jones University this fall and study pre-med. After my undergraduate studies are completed, I plan to go into medical school with the intention of eventually becoming a surgeon. I would like to close with a verse that I found really special to me, John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. It shows the amazing love God had for the entire world when he came to earth and died for us. And it's a reminder for us Christians that we need to be loving one another, loving everyone. And it's a personal reminder to me that I need to love others unconditionally, no matter what. I'd like to close with a short prayer of thanksgiving for everyone and what God has done in my life. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time we can celebrate together with many of the people who have helped me become who I am today. Thank you so much for the gift you have given to me of each of these people. Please bless them for the part they have had in my life and give them your help and whatever in their lives. Thank you so much for all these people. In your name, amen.
Jesus' blood and righteousness on Christ the solid rock. And prayed all my tears for me. Thank you so much for joining us tonight in a celebration of Joseph and Harrison's graduation. I know it's a lot of work and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into it. This is probably not a normal graduation speech, and I'd also like to recognize Pastor Ed that he's instilled so much love into our household and into my children's life. I hate that he's not here tonight, but he had other plans. So I prayed tonight. I said, Lord, will you give me words to say? And the Lord gave me three different scriptures. And all three, I think, correlating. So the first one is, and I've taught the children this for years, is James 4:14. And to summarize, it says, life is but a vapor. Dad told me when I was younger, and the children were younger, he says, your happiest times are when your children are at home underneath your feet. And we were rushing, trying to get our children raised, and looking back on it, he was right. I enjoyed him being right underneath my feet, and now he's grown into a young man, and he's... I can't even look over at him. But anyhow, when it says life is but a vapor, it is quick. It seems like it was just the other day that we were on vacation and he was clapping and he was pointing where he wanted to go and what he wanted to do when he was a baby. And now he's grown up. The second is 1 Corinthians 13:3. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity, which is love interpreted. And I've told my children, I says, of all things, we're to love one another. And it's not something I've completely conquered on my own. I still have issues that the Lord has to bring me around to love where I should love. But I've taught my children that. I've seen that fruit in His spirit. I've seen that fruit in His life. I'm so grateful for it. The theme, I think, of Stanley Heights Baptist Church, we did not grow up in this church. And Pastor Boffman told me years ago, we grew up pretty much under a works religion. And he told me, he says, Tim, he says, one thing that most churches don't understand, and it's grace. And we kept trying, you know, if you did this, if you did this, if you were perfect, then you would enter heaven. And he says, Tim, you'll never be good enough. And he's right. I never will. And I don't think any of us would be, especially if we start compounding those. And I know this may be a strong scripture, but it's what the Lord gave me. And it's Matthew 23:25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are clean on the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess, greed and self-indulgence. And I says, Lord, I says, I don't want that in my children. And I've noticed that even in my children's life, I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing the fruits of the Spirit. Which is what you want. Now, all that's to say, we've not had our challenges. This morning, he had the shower running, and... So I walked, I don't know if he was in it yet, but I walked through and I says, Harrison, I says, it sure is hot in here. He says, well, that's global warming. And I says, oh, okay. And then even at the store, we'll have debates, and it's not saying that we're perfect. We'll have debates, and Debbie will be there with us, and so we'll start debating things. And she says, oh my goodness, you two are just alike. But I have seen the fruits of the Spirit in him. I'm so grateful for that. Now, I can't give him his diploma without my wife. She has done I'm sorry, we've got all the tear glands in the family.
It's called nerves. This has come with some tears anyhow.
We wanted to pray over him and say a prayer of blessing over him. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this time together. Lord, thank you for your mercies. Thank you for my children. Thank you for your grace on our family. And Lord, thank you for Harrison. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'll just guide his steps, guide his heart. You said that when we commit our works of our hands to you, that you'll direct our thoughts. Lord, I pray that you'll direct his thoughts and his hands, dear Lord. I pray that you'll lead, God, and direct him, dear Lord. Have your hand upon him. Lord Jesus, be with him in every way, shape, and form. Show yourself real to him in those quiet moments and in those happy moments. Lord, I pray that you'll just touch him in everything he does. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for your mercies. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'll try not to cry. If you know me, you know I'm a little bit emotional. I call it pathos, passion. Joseph, if you'll come over here. See, now, didn't take too long. Now I have to look up to Joseph. 6'3 or 6'4 now. Mom and I have enjoyed having you. It's kind of hard as a parent to think you're not going to have the time you once had with your children. You see your own inadequacies. You see your own shortcomings. And my feeling is I want more time. I want more time to be able to teach and instill and continue to teach my children. And now, a new beginning is phasing. Mom and my prayer is that you'll remember what you've been taught. You've been taught God's word and what to do, what he expects of us. He has begun a work in you, Joseph. It's evident. It's clear. He's continuing the work and he will perfect the work. We're proud of you. No matter what, we're proud of you. We love you. I want to congratulate you on how well you've done. And whatever God has for the future, we look forward to that. Is Mom going to help here? So Joseph was able to accomplish a magna cum laude with his grades and has done very well. And again, we congratulate you for that. We have this diploma. It is a piece of paper, but can't really give testimony to the hours of work, time, and what you've accomplished. But it does signify what you have accomplished. God has more. And we look forward to whatever He has. And this says here, Home Life Academy, this certifies that Joseph Donald Bear has accomplished the requirements prescribed for graduation from High School Department of Home Life Academy, and hereby my glasses hereby receives this high school diploma. Pastor Boffman's going to come and give the charge. We appreciate Pastor Boffman. He's been Joseph's pastor for 14 years. And his mentor and his trumpet teacher as well. So we appreciate you, Pastor, and look forward to the charge.
Well, have you ever been to a graduation with a really long graduation address? I would guess that you have never been to a graduation with a graduation address as long as the graduation address that Moses gave the people of Israel. They had disobeyed the Lord, and so they were judged for disobeying the Lord and doubting the Lord, and for 40 years they wandered around in the wilderness. And after 40 years, it was time for them to graduate from Wilderness Academy and go into the new life God had for them, the Promised Land, and transition out of wilderness wanderings into the Promised Land. And Moses gives them a graduation address. It's an entire book of the Bible, almost an entire book of the Bible. It's the book of Deuteronomy. It's 34 chapters in our Bible. It's actually 33 of those 34 chapters are Moses' graduation address. So I thought we'd read the book of Deuteronomy from chapter 1 all the way through chapter 33. And then you can read chapter 34 on your own and see how it all ends. But really, throughout the book of Deuteronomy, there's a theme to which Moses continues to come back, and he returns again and again and again and again. Now, man, you have one more high school assignment. This is your last final assignment as a high school student. And I'm going to read to you this a number of scriptures from the book of Deuteronomy, and your assignment is to figure out the theme to which Moses keeps returning. All right, here we go. I'm going to go in my Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5, and then I'll start reading in verse 7, read through verse 10. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath of the earth. And thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generation. And then we're told this, I think I'll go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. And God says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Deuteronomy chapter 7, I'll begin reading in verse 7 of chapter 7. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people. For ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of the bondman from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and verse 13. Moses keeps giving his graduation address, and he says, Now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, and to serve the Lord with thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep his commandments, the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which he commanded thee this day for thy good. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1. Therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his commandments and statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. Verse 13 of the same chapter. Shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord thy God, to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul. Verse 22 of the same chapter. For if ye diligently keep all these commandments which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways and to cleave to him. Now this theme continues on, and I would imagine that you've probably picked it up at this point. And I think that I probably allowed God to make the point. What was this theme? And you'll find it, we're only halfway through the book of Deuteronomy. And there are twice as many scriptures that bring this exact same theme up again and again. Do you know what it is? Did you catch it? Let's see. Should we ask these men on their last grade? Oh, come on. People are nodding yes. No, come on. It's their graduation. Man, they're rough on you, men. They are rough on you. Let's see if you did it. Really, the theme that is in each of those scriptures and six more. In all that happens in life, Moses wanted his people to understand when they went from this point in their life to that next phase of life to make sure this, that you love God. And really, that's a great theme. Now, Joseph, I bet you knew it, didn't you? Did you get it right? Yeah, Harrison? Hey, they passed. Give them a round of applause. They passed their last high school assignment. Isn't that great? Well, the Apostle John said this. We love him. This is 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. And it's a great reminder of God's initiative to love. God doesn't love us because we've earned his love. We could never earn his love. God loves us because God makes a choice to love. And God loves both of you. And it's good for all of us to remember in any transition in life and any time we go to another phase of life to remember that God is a God that reaches out and initiates love with us. But then there's something else to know, and that is God's indication of his love. Have you ever had times when you've doubted God's love for you? I would guess most people have. People that know Christ even have questioned, God, do you really love me? And maybe you men have had times like that. And you say, God, do you really love me? And in your lifetime, there may be some times when you know for a fact that God loves you because that's what you've been taught. It's what you've embraced. But you might have times when you question, God, do you really love me? And for all of us, when we question God's love for us, it's good to remember the old rugged cross. It's good to remember that Jesus, the Son of God, loved me and gave himself for me. It's good to go to an empty tomb and remember that he is a God that in love provides power that I don't have. He is a God that did all that he did for me. He did it for you. And It's just God's way of demonstrating, commending is the Bible term that is used, his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But then it reminds us, and we're reminded of God's invitation to love. And it takes us back to one of those early scriptures in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 6. God invites us to respond to his love and to love him back. And so we read in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5 these words again. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. You see, whatever the transition that takes place in life, and you'll have a lot of transition points in your life. Whatever the challenges that come in life, and you will have more challenges ahead of you than you can even imagine at this point in your life. You'll have so many exciting things that will happen. You have so many things that you'll say, boy, what a thrill to have that in my life. You have a lot of things that will happen. You'll say, that wasn't so thrilling, but it's part of my life. But in all of it, whatever it is, what you'll find is there will always be again, in each transition of life, another challenge. It'll be a test of love. Lord, in this challenge of my life, in this transition time in my life, am I going to choose to live my life driven by love for you so that every response in my life becomes an expression of love? And I can't think of a higher calling for anybody, and for you men, than to love God. And if you have a life lived loving God, then you will have a life that is of great significance. And so let's pray for, as all of us, as we've gathered to witness this occasion, would you mind if I led us in prayer and asking God's blessing and asking God to help Joseph and Harrison to love him? So, Lord, this really is the greatest of all callings. Jesus called it, when he quoted Deuteronomy 6:5, the greatest commandment, to love you with all our heart, soul, and mind, even our strength. And this is really, Lord, what I know the Bear family and the Cochran family want for Joseph and Harrison. And as deeply as each of their families want that for them, you, in a greater way, want them to love you and know the assurance of a life that is lived loving you. And so this is what we pray, this very blessing on these young men, that they would indeed love you. Is shown in their lives already. This is the desire and the passion of their hearts. And Lord, we pray it would continue. And so God the Spirit help them and work in their lives, that they might love you with all their heart, their soul, and all their mind. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Again, thank you all for coming. I trust it was a blessing. It was to my heart. And we do have a reception in the back. I happen to know there's a lot of good food, and we need help eating it. So I hope you'll come back and enjoy your time and greet the graduates. I'll pray over the food. Let's pray. Father, how we thank you again for your goodness to us as we think of Harrison and Joseph and your working in their lives, the accomplishments that they have made now as they've graduated. We ask a continued blessing upon them and love upon love and grace upon grace. And Father, now be with our time of fellowship. We ask that you would strengthen our bodies to your service. In Christ's name, Amen.